Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Duluth Rundown, a podcast focused on the local Twin Ports running scene. My name is Tony Stensland with Tony Stensland Coaching.
And I am Mike Ward with Duluth Timing and Events.
All right, quick thank you before we get started to our sponsor of this episode, Austin Jarrow, Duluth's original running store. That's the place to get your running shoes. Great advice from all the people that work up there. Check out their website, austin-jarrow.com. They are also on Facebook and Instagram. Drive on up to their location on Central Entrance, just on the other side of where the Home Depot is, but on the other side of the road. Or give them a call, 218-722-1185. Thanks so much to Austin Jarrow.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 49 of the Duluth Rundown podcast. Good to have everyone back. Good to be back podcasting, talking a little bit about Duluth running and the trails and everything. And I'm joined here, as usual, with my sidekick, Mr. Mike. Mike, how you doing, sir?
Really good. It's fun to see the community, just like the buds on the trees, kind of start flourishing as we get into spring here.
It does. It feels that way, doesn't it? It feels like it's kind of like we've had Vickers 5K. We've had some NMTC races. We'll talk about those later in the podcast, but things are starting.
And just seeing more runners on the sidewalks and the streets.
Yeah,
and,
exactly. People training for grandmas.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. It's fun.
Yep. We are in that season.
Yep. And it's fun as we go through the upcoming races. This might be the most races we've had to upcoming races on a podcast. I mean, for years.
Right. In a long time.
I mean, just with COVID and then
COVID, yeah.
Yeah, mainly. And so super exciting. So.
Hey, speaking of the podcast real quick, before we get started onto that, we forgot to mention this on our last podcast.
I think so. Yeah.
We're recording this today on April 30th. If everybody remembers that windy, rainy, gross Saturday, we're recording that day. But our last podcast was our first April one, and it's our three year anniversary.
3 years.
3 years of the podcast. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Duluth's original running based podcast.
And we've grown to over three listeners.
Yeah, three, sometimes four. Sometimes four. So. If I listen twice, I think we count as four.
Pretty cool, but should we get going here on some recent race results here, Tony? Okay, so the first race we have to talk about is the Fickers 5K, which is a annual classic to kind of kick off the running season kind of here in Duluth, and that was won by a runner who has won many races in the Duluth area. We've said his name a lot, Scott Bailing. 16:03 on the Grandma's Course. I wasn't there. It sounded like it was pretty windy, pretty nasty. So
that's what I heard too. I was out of town as well, but big headwind going out, big tailwind coming back. But that time, it's typically a low 16 that wins it anyway. So I think,
yeah,
I don't know if the wind must not have had a big negative effect. So.
Yeah, and the second place, Tom Cederquist, you know, he was 16:09. So, right. I mean, that leads me to believe that it was probably pretty tight. I wonder if they were trading off, taking the wind a little bit or something.
Possible,
like that.
Yeah.
The champion on the female side was Chelsea Youngberg, 28 years old from Duluth, with a 19:30. And she was way up. Let's see. Yeah, 19:30. Second place for women, Elaine Nelson, who has been crushing it for many, many years here in Duluth. Speedy runner. She came in at 21:24. So a few placements back. Ultimately, there are 735 finishers in the 5K this year for the run. So that's the first race. The second race we have to talk about, and I know I'm really excited to talk about this, and we have a lot of shout-outs regarding this exciting specialty in the Duluth running world, which is the spring NMTC race, trail race series. So the first event, as we record this, was just last Wednesday. First place and atop the men's leaderboard is Alex Richardson with a time 25:30. And the first female, Kimberly Hurst with a 30:20. And we should shout out the first non-binary placement as well. I can't sort by gender as I see this, so maybe...
Here, I can bring that up for you, actually. Yeah. I think I know where that's at.
I'm looking. This is just a spreadsheet, so...
Or do you have this thing? Oh, yeah. Yeah, have
I just have the spreadsheet, so I can't see this. Sorry, if there are any non-binary runners out there, we...
right there.
What is that marked as? Oh, N. Got it. And that's Samantha Frey. So, nice job, Samantha. And I should say, actually, now that we look at this, there is a non-binary, I believe, option for even the Fickers 5K. I swear I saw that just as looking through, but now I missed it, so I might be wrong. But... anyways, moving on, we do have quite a few upcoming races, which is very exciting. Essentially, within the month of May, we have the entire rest of the NMTC Spring Race Trail Series. Mm-hmm. The next race is, as we record tomorrow, May 1st, the Spirit Mountain 10 Miler. So it's the one-off, you know, Sunday event. That's right up at the Top Chalet at Spirit, 10 a.m. And then we get going on the regular 6 p.m. Wednesday evening schedule. So on May 4th is the Pine Point 4-miler at the end of Park Point here in Duluth. On the 11th of May, Wednesday, 6 p.m., Woodland Run, which is always a really fun one. Hopefully the trails dry out by then enough to run that because I know they can get sometimes kind of mucky back there. Billings Drive is on the 18th of May, and then there's a rain date set aside. And then finally, Chester Bowl. It's technically in June, even though we're doing our May podcast, but it's the 1st of June, which is Wednesday, 6 p.m., and followed by that, Chester Bowl Run is the highly regarded awards ceremony and potluck, so that's always really fun right at Chester there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole spring series. We have a couple other events, a couple that I have not heard of, and at least one inaugural event, which is exciting. Also, tomorrow, Sunday, May 1st, is a race called the Law Day 5K here in Duluth at Lester Park. Don't much know much about that one. I don't know if this is even going to get out to people's ears before that goes on, but we'll have to check for the results on that one if they have them.
Yep.
Another popular race for area runners is the Moose Run 5K and 10K.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Moose Lake, Minnesota on May 7th. A new race on the Snowflake Trail. This is an inaugural event called the Once Upon a Run, and that's a 5K. That's on the 14th. I believe that's a Saturday. I've had this food truck called Up Dog, hot dogs. Apparently they're going to be there, so I might have to go to that, if not just eat delicious hot dogs. The day after that, which is Sunday, May 15th, is a race called Race Against Racism. That's put on the YWCA. It's on the Lake Walk, starts and finishes, I believe, at Harbor Drive near the deck. And that used to be the Mother's Day Walk Run, which I know a lot of local Duluth runners are familiar with. So name has changed, but I think it's going to be a very similar type event. And so definitely check that out, Sunday 5:15, especially for a good cause. And I think that kind of does it for... Oh, one that you should talk about, Madeline Island. That's on the 21st.
Yeah, 21st, Madeline Island. Not crazy local, but relatively local coming up. What are they have a half marathon and a full marathon there. So I'll be there running the half. My wife will be there running the half. My oldest stepdaughter will be there running the half and her friend. So
cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
So maybe it's not super close local, but there's local Duluth runners running it. So
lots of people actually this year going over from Duluth to run that race.
Cool.
Yeah.
So do you think that's kind of an alternate maybe half or full for people who, for whatever reason, aren't doing grandmas? Or do you think a lot of people are using that as a kind of a tune-up race?
Good question. I suppose it could be both. If you're doing the half, it could be a tune-up race, and if you're doing the full, maybe it is. maybe it is a replacement.
And finally, I think for the month of May, let us know if there are other races in the area, by the way. We can always shout out results. We may be missing some. But the last race that we have marked down is the Pike Lake 10K and Half Marathon. That's put on by the Duluth Running Company, and that's Saturday, May 21st, as well, with a 10K and Half Marathon event.
Perfect.
Now getting to the kind of the rundown portion. A couple things to talk about here. One being trail conditions. Trail conditions, pretty straightforward at this point. Don't go on them. Stay away. As we record this, I mean, there's still some snowbanks potentially in the shady areas. It's raining cats and dogs out there. It's going to be, you know, for sure at least a couple week or 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
We're back on them.
We're looking at some sun next week, warmer temps. That'll be nice. Hopefully some wind will kick up too to help dry them out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe best case scenario by the end of the week, next week.
Yeah.
They might be okay, but I don't expect it. I think you're right about 2 weeks. I think that seems accurate.
You're right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everyone knows, but especially if you're a first-time listener, and I guess it never hurts to shout out the City of Duluth website has a listing of local trails. And this is kind of the resource that, Tony, you and I have been using now for a year or so at least, regarding the kind of biannual natural surface trail closure in the City of Duluth and just any other trail conditions. So super useful resource on the City of Duluth website to check out. And yeah, I think once we see some buds on the trees, that's usually my kind of sign that they're opening up anyways.
So. Yeah, the trees will really start to suck up that water quick too when those leaves start popping out. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Root of the week. Tony, I know you had a
So my root of the week is actually just the NMTC race that we just had last week over in Superior off of Moccasin Mike Road. A really new trail that the city just finished. I think last summer they finished that, maybe a little before. I can't quite remember. But most people hadn't been on it. I had never been on it. I knew it was there, but I hadn't been on it.
Yeah.
A lovely trail, just a beautiful flow to it. We talk a little bit about this in the interview that we did post race, but it's just it ran just so nicely.
Yeah.
And crushed rocks, so a really nice surface. It wasn't technical. It was kind of what you could say maybe double track width. It was a little wider than a normal single track. You could run two by side by side for most of the race if you wanted to. So there's enough room for two people there. 34 bridges, they're all numbered just from one way. So then you turn around and you do 34 bridges back.
Yeah.
Really cool trail area. I'm looking forward to seeing what that's like in the summer, you know, when the leaves are full out. You've got a couple of creek crossings, so you've got some hills to come down to the creek and then climb back out of there. But otherwise, it was relatively flat by area trail standards.
Right.
Yeah.
There's one really cool view kind of the point,
That
Bay. Sandbar. Yeah.
Yep, that Bay Area and Wisconsin Point. Yeah, it's a really cool. It's a cool area. Yep.
So now I was warming up. I saw a big pileated woodpecker swoop right by me. And then running out, I wasn't looking really. But then on the way back, I saw it again, this just big old red head. Yeah, really neat. So I'm sure the animal bird watching opportunities through there are excellent as well.
Yeah.
Not that that really goes hand in hand with running all the time, but.
Still, it's a great little place to go and explore really cool. a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of jumps right into the interview that you had, Tony, while at the NMTC race, right?
That's right. Yeah, we talked to a handful of different people post-race about the race itself, about the Duluth Foot Trails Alliance, also more about that in the interview portion of this podcast. Listen to that.
Great.
And we are at the very first NMTC Spring Series race of 2022. I'm joined here with Jaro and Chris and Lisa, all everybody here working the race. And first one of the race, let me ask Jaro. Jaro, how did it go? How many people did we have tonight?
We had over 100 people. We never know exactly how many until they finish, because some people run without signing up and then we find out later how many we have, but over 100 is good. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, that's really good. And I think for a lot of folks too, the first time probably most of them done this trail.
Well, I came here a couple hours early, ran the course so I could find out how long it was. I'd never been on it before. It's quite lovely. It has 34 bridges out and 34 bridges back, and it's 7.3 kilometers long.
And I ran the race too, and one thing I found about the trail is it flowed just perfectly for running. It wasn't super tight like some of the mountain bike trails. Sometimes the corners get really tight, and it kind of breaks your cadence a little bit. This was just a perfect rhythm.
Felt like a cross-country course, except it's the crushed rock, but right. The same kind of flow to it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. It was a lot of fun. Chris.
Yeah, it's nice to see a few people in shorts. I'm not sure that it was appropriate, but...
I had shorts on. It felt great. We're Duluthians. We're tough.
Sun's out. It's a beautiful day.
It's sunny. It's pretty nice out, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Describe what we're
yeah, everybody standing here are in smartly in down jackets because
long underwear.
Yeah, when you're standing, you get cold real fast. Well, I want to talk to Lisa here about what are we going to talk about? What's it called?
Duluth Foot Trails Alliance, or DOOFTA, rhymes with oofta. And we are a new group that just formed here. We actually started meeting 2 years ago, right before the pandemic broke out, and we are a foot trail advocacy group for the Duluth area. One of our primary goals is to advocate for foot trail users that are not represented by other organizations in Duluth's trail-related discussions. We've got great trail groups that represent mountain bikers, horseback riders, cross-country skiers, but we realized there was no group out there for us foot trail users. And one of our goals is to interface with other groups to create a cooperative and inclusive trail community. Some of the actions we want to take are... identify and address barriers to use of foot trails by all. And give me just one moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got it.
Woo,
woo, woo.
Chris is recording finishing times. We've got a runner finishing right now as we speak.
Okay, and so, one of the things that we've been working on, we've met with groups virtually over the last 2 years, different groups, dog walkers, people with mobility issues, some of the other trail organizations, to identify what barriers there are to the use of our foot trails in Duluth. We've also been looking at recruiting community members to participate in sustainable trail development, construction, maintenance. We had our first annual meeting last night, elected our board of directors. We are a Minnesota nonprofit. Gonna take a break, what number?
Sure, Christy.
Thank you. 5601.
Okay. We just got our Minnesota nonprofit status, and we are open and taking memberships at this time, which is really cool. We have, you can go to our Facebook page and there'll be a link to our membership form, which is just basically your name, your zip code, some really basic stuff. You can pay through Venmo. We're getting PayPal set up, and then we'll also have, we'll take cash or checks. Memberships are $10 a year, and if that's a barrier, talk to a board member, we'll waive it. So we really want this to be accessible.
5644.
Give me just a second. Nice.
Woohoo!
Irina!
Good job, Irina!
Okay, number one, bridge number one.
And Lisa, that Facebook page, it's I assume it's just Duluth Foot Trails Alliance?
Yep, Duluth Foot Trails Alliance. We also have an email address, duluthfoottrails@gmail.com. And we do have QR codes, so at pretty much all the trailheads in Duluth, we've put up a little flyer about our group. And there's QR codes on there, so that'll take you to our group, and that'll link you to our Google page. And then, the other thing I want to add that we're really looking to do is educate trail users. just in trail etiquette and sustainable use, especially I think people are aware right now all the trails are closed in Duluth because of the spring thaw and the wet. And so it's something that people just need to keep learning about is why do we do that? Why are they closed? Why do we stay off of them? And then just engage in community outreach to introduce potential users to Duluth foot to our foot trails. And one of the things that I'm really passionate about is identifying some of those trails that neighborhoods use to access some of like the Superior Hiking Trail or Hartley Park or Bagley Nature Center, and or maybe connect up to your school. And so I'm a person who commutes on our natural surface trails from my home to work, either on foot or sometimes I'm on my bicycle, or I'll commute, you know, over to the UMD area and I'll do it on foot. And there's a lot of people like me that do that. And so we want to make sure that we protect those corridors, we identify them, we work with the neighborhood groups, you know, how do you see this being used, and that we get more people out onto our trails.
I'm really glad that you guys are doing that. I think, you know, a lot of the other user groups have organized and created groups really well, and the foot people, myself and others included, haven't quite done that, and it's needed. So,
58. Thank you.
Really glad to see you guys taking the initiative and getting this started.
Yeah, it was an interesting process because it all kind of started gelling right before the world kind of shut down. And so we actually, in some ways, that gave us the freedom to do a lot of meeting. We actually met weekly via Zoom to talk about what are we, and to meet with different groups and to see if there was really an interest in this. And the resounding response we got was, this is needed. From the city of Duluth down to folks who are just, you know, like, I want to walk the trails, but I'm really intimidated and I've got mobility issues and where could I go? And so it's been really fun. It's been fun to bring this to life and see it really grow and the reception from the community.
Well, cool. I'm looking forward to seeing how things roll out for you guys here in the next handful of years and things continue to grow and develop, and hopefully the membership grows. I know I'll be joining. For sure.
You've got the QR code.
I got the QR code. I thought those things were done, QR codes. I thought that was like a flash in the pan, but they're coming back.
No, they even us old folks can figure out how to point our phone and take
click.
And let it take a picture of it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Cool. All right. Well, thanks so much, Lisa.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for grabbing that interview, Tony. That's awesome. And last piece of the rundown portion today is what I'm into. Tony, what you been into lately?
So I guess what I'm into is kind of something that just happened for us. Our family, we just got back from vacation last week while the Duluth schools were on spring break. So we drove down to the Smoky Mountains, had a really good time. That's a beautiful, beautiful area down there and extremely hilly. We did a lot of hiking, lots and lots of hiking. And every hike, big uphill, you know, and then a big downhill coming back typically. But just beautiful, and every single creek, river, whatever you want to call them, and there are hundreds and hundreds of them, but every single one was like postcard perfect.
Fun.
Just big rocks, moss-covered rocks, hundreds of little waterfalls on every single one. It was stunning, and the wildflowers were out, and it was green down there, and it was 91 the day we left,
gosh.
So it was warm. But yeah, really nice trip. Smoky Mountains were a really pretty area.
Cool. Good time to be gone from Duluth, too. That last week was not very pleasant.
We were checking the weather all the time, and we were kind of glad. We were definitely glad to be where we were.
Yeah. Fun. What I'm into lately is it's been fun. I got my bike tuned up, back out of storage from the winter. You know, I'm kind of a fair weather biker, I'll admit. But it's been fun on, the couple nice days to get that back out and ripping. And I think I can run trails all day, every day, but road running, it kind of just wears on me, like, mentally and physically. And so I think it's really been fun and kind of this shoulder season with trails down, to have that option to go for a little spin.
I've seen a lot more people on the bikes, even though the weather hasn't been great. You can see people getting their gravel bikes out and
I'm hoping, usually gravel season is a bit earlier than single track trail season on foot, and so I'm hoping to, especially next week if it's nicer, sunny, to get out on some actual gravel, because I've been all road.
I drove on one small little gravel road out in Lakewood Township today, and I was surprised at how nice it was. It was easily rideable. It would have been really nice for riding.
Great.
I thought it was going to be really soupy and muddy and maybe even snowy and icy because it's somewhat shaded. It was with some tall trees. But no, it was really good riding surface.
Nice, nice. I guess we'll see what the gravel road's like tomorrow with the Spearmont race.
Yep, exactly. I think it might be a little better than what we were anticipating, to be honest, after having what I seen what I saw today.
Yeah, so, okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, from there, I think that kind of wraps up episode 49, the rundown section. Should we get on with our interview here with Jesse?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.